There is a black tape line on the floor of the library in Derby Line, Vermont. Walk inside and cross that line, and you're in the country of Canada. It's a unique arrangement that has been serving residents of two countries for well over a century. The story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When the Haskell Library was built along Vermont's border with Canada in the early 1900s, it was designed to serve residents in both countries living in this area.
It was an all-English population in this area because after the American Revolution, the pro-Brits moved north of the border, so there was no demand for French books.
Catherine Converse says, by 1950, French-speaking residents of Quebec had moved down to the border with Vermont, and this library began stocking books in both French and English, the way it remains today. The library literally sits on the international border. A tape line on the floor denotes when you cross from one country to the other while inside.
A lot of local people don't realize how special this place is. But I had people from all over the world who have found this and just decided they were going to make this part of their trip to the U.S.
When the library was constructed, crossing from the U.S. to Canada and vice versa was not a big deal. Today, Canadian citizens are allowed to enter through the doors on the U.S. side, as long as they park in Canada and stay on the sidewalk to enter the building.
The Border Patrol can come in and tell us, okay, from now on, anyone who's not a member would have to show us documentation and fill out a form.
But for now, that's not necessary. This is a beautiful library and theater, a real gem for locals and visitors alike to explore. Catherine cherishes the time she gets to volunteer here. And she enjoys showing folks like myself around a library unique, as far as we know, to the world. A library built on top of an international border with the purpose of serving the citizens of two nations since its founding in the early 1900s. Traveling the countryside in Derby Line, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.